This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. If you're in the workplace or a student, an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one today, or maybe you're someone who's never really had faith and you're searching and checking out faith, well, the next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. We like to start this part of the program with what I call a victory verse. Victory verse is some scripture that has come to me throughout the week and has been something that I just like to share with our listeners. And again, thank you for tuning in to Everyday Faith Radio. The victory verse today comes from the book of Romans in the 8th chapter. We love that chapter in the Bible. It's verses 31 and 32 goes like this. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? From the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes if you want to hear the previous programs, or you can visit the website, Mark 5 Ministries, as well. We have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com, and we appreciate your comments and encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. My name's Jeff Gaffney. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The UVA Jazz Ensemble will present the Year of the Jazz Composer New and Classic Works on February 27th at 8 p.m. in Old Cabell Hall. Tickets are $10 for the general public and $5 for students. The 8th Annual Bison Bluegrass Festival at Buffalo Gap High School will be on Sunday, February 28th at 2 p.m., and tickets are $5. Proceeds benefit Buffalo Gap High School's music program. We Are the Line, an organization at Charlottesville High School that brings awareness to violence against women, will hold its annual candlelight vigil on March 5th on the downtown mall near the Free Speech Wall. Speakers will discuss the work to end violence against women. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program today, we have my friend Joe Jenkins. Joe is a local businessman, a great man of faith, good friend, father, husband, but we also share in common very few of us in this town that are former field goal kickers for the University of Virginia. And, you know, the fact that we share that and have that bond in common, you know, there's very few people that have had to, in this town that still live here, that have had to walk out on the field in front of 50,000 people and kick a field goal. You learn a little bit about yourself when you do that.
You're exactly right, Jeff, but when I played, it wasn't about but 20 or 25,000, and when you played, it was a lot better, 50,000 or so. But and the fact that your father-in-law, Frank Kessler, whom you love dearly and know, known very well, I worked with Frank, so both of us kind of had, and he hated kickers.
Yes, he did.
And somehow, here we are.
I'll never forget that time that my wife, who is Frank Kessler's youngest daughter, introduced me as a football player to her father, and I remember him very distinctly eyeing me up and down and then saying, "Oh, great, what position do you play?" And she said, I said to Frank, I said, "I'm a kicker." And he immediately looked at my wife, Mo, and said, "You're dating a kicker? I thought you said you were dating a football player." Frank was not too fond of us of us kickers. But I think if you actually go back in the history of Frank Kessler, he did a little kicking himself. He doesn't tell people that, but he
did. You know, I tried to get my son involved with kicking at the Covenant School. Yeah. And, you know, I'd really go out and work with him, and you know, he doesn't like kickers either. And now he's playing on the offensive line.
Yes.
And, you know, he just would not embrace it at all.
Well, you should be so proud. You've done a great job parenting. Trenton, who's finishing, is this his first year? First year at the university and playing on the men's football team. Good stuff. Hey, I want to talk about the word with you today, and I'm going to start, if you don't mind, and I think you might appreciate this story. I'm just coming off of kind of an encounter with God, and it wasn't a long one, but it was just a sweet moment, and here's how it goes. My oldest daughter, Lizzie, is graduating from the University of Virginia in the Curry School of Education in a couple of months. And she's going through the process of interviewing where she's going to teach. Like her mother was a teacher for many years and is now the principal of the Covenant Lower School. My oldest daughter, following in her footsteps, loves the education part. At the Curry School of Education at UVA, and she's interviewing, and thankfully for her, she's getting lots of offers, lots of job offers, and the offers for her are anywhere from here locally and a couple of opportunities to teach here to Prince William County, Loudoun County, Fairfax. Well, today she's up in the District of Columbia because there are some incredible teaching opportunities. And she's going to teach either middle school or high school history is her passion. She loves it, is passionate about it, and I think it comes out in her when she interviews. And so this school, which our mutual friend Antonio Rice went to, McKinley Tech, in the District of Columbia, has gone through an incredible renaissance and renovation and so forth. She's interviewing there, and she thinks this may be the place where she wants to take her first job in the District of Columbia. And so she calls me this morning before we come in to do the show, and I love technology, the fact that, you know, she's up in D.C. and calls me and checks in. And so as a good father, trying to be a good father, I just listened because I knew she was nervous. She's like, you know, Dad, you know, I made it here. And my first meeting's at 9 o'clock, and she's just going on and on. And so I was really trying to focus on being a good listener. I was listening and letting her get kind of some of her nerves out, and then this happened. She said, "Okay, Dad, I have to go." And I was like, "I love you, Lizzie. Good luck." And she goes, "Well, do you have any advice for me?" And this is what I want to share with you, because I think you can relate as a father. Just in that moment, time froze for just a second, and I flashed all the way back to this little girl who we brought home from the hospital, to the little girl on the swing set, to us. I just flashed all the way through her years, middle school, high school, and now she's asking me in the parking lot, "Daddy, do you have any advice for me?" And I just am so thankful that what came out of my mouth was from Romans chapter 8. And I said, Lizzie, remember, if God is for us, who can be against us? I said, Lizzie, you're going to do a great job today. Text me when you're done. Let me know how it all goes. The reason I wanted to share that is that Romans chapter 8 in the Bible has been just a seminal chapter for me. And when we get down to that verse, and when we talk about that verse, it says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? And I just, I was so thankful that that was, you know, in the moment of parenting, when I felt like my oldest daughter needed me, what came out of my mouth. And that's such a difference for me today than 10 years ago. But what came out of my mouth was the Word of God.
And thank you for sharing that. And praise God for the fact that your daughter asked you that question, because my experience with my son and my other parents that I know, most of their children want to live life and do things and make decisions on their own and not involve our wisdom. Mm-hmm. And we are quick to want to give our wisdom because we don't want our children to make the same mistakes we did.
Right.
And thank the Lord for your walk, because he pointed you right to the verse that she needed to hear that very moment. Mm-hmm. And I think as parents, what we can do now, the most important thing we can do now, is pray for our children's hearts that they might turn toward the Lord and not be drawn away or distracted away from their relationship with their Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, college. I mean, you talk about a really hard time from a standpoint of trying to maintain your walk with the Lord when all the distractions around you are trying to, you know, lure you away. And I was one of them. You know, I was one that was caught up in the world, and it was unfortunate.
Well, what was interesting also, Joe, if this sounds unique, is not only at that moment did I flash back to when she was an infant, I also, once we hung up, I sort of flashed off into the future with just a kind of a question, thinking, gee, 30 years from now, when it's her turn and her daughter, because I think it's genetic in our family that, you know, that she's going to, her daughter will teach just like my daughter's teaching, and it's her moment to give advice, will the Word of God come out of her mouth at that moment? And that was a question, and I thought, you know, will she connect back to, gee, the time I needed my father and he gave me the Word, will that push forward for her so that when it's her moment to give out advice to her child, will she then turn and share the Word? It's just...
Wouldn't it be wonderful
if she
just said,
yeah,
you know, my dad told me about Romans 8, and I've lived on that rock since he told me, and I'll share that same thing with you. We have a Christian brother who named Jeff Easter, who went to his dad and asked him, hey, Dad, what do I do? And his dad would always respond, it's your life, son. You do what you want. You make the decision. I can't live it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, and Jeff would go, oh, that's not what I wanted to hear, you know? But thank God that your daughter and you have the relationship that she would come to you and ask you for advice.
Mm-hmm.
My son, I think, would, every time I try to give advice, he's kind of throwing his hands up and going, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
And I think what's interesting about that in terms of being a parent, faith as being a parent, is to wait. The key part, I think, was that I didn't inject my advice upon her. I waited until she asked for it, and then I think the heart is receptive to it. Do you see? Kind of see that? And again, I wasn't necessarily, I was caught a little bit off guard, but I'm so thankful for the Lord giving me the word. And it was just, it was splendid, because once we hung up, you know, I spent some time with the Lord just thanking him for his word and his promise, and the fact that we walk by faith and not by sight, and to be able to kind of walk along my daughter as she's making these big life decisions. It's just a joy of being a parent.
And a testimony to you, having a few years ago had the discipline to learn verses of the Bible on a flashcard, you know, carry them around, memorize them, so that you could draw that sword out when you needed to.
Joe, I know you brought your guitar. Wondering if you would share a little song with us before we head to the break?
Well, I'd love to. And let me just say this. I am not a good public speaker. I kind of feel like my ministry is in worship, because I can write the songs, write the music down, and I don't have to think extemporaneously about what I'm going to say, because typically if I do that, it really gets messed up. So this is one I wrote, and I'll give it my best shot.
Oh, well, thank you for it.
Every now and then I feel your presence. Every now and then I see your face. Every now and then I sing a song of praise to you. Every now and then it's just not enough. I praise you, Lord, for your amazing grace. I praise you, Lord, glory to the King. I praise you, Lord, for giving us your Son, everlasting God. Everlasting God. Every now and then I fall back into sin. And every now and then I lose my way. Every now and then I feel my world come crashing in. Every now and then it's just not enough to pray. I praise you, Lord, for your amazing grace. I praise you, Lord, glory to the King. I praise you, Lord, for giving us your Son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is Everyday Faith. We're going to take a break and be back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The UVA Jazz Ensemble will present the Year of the Jazz Composer New and Classic Works on February 27th at 8 p.m. in Old Cabell Hall. Tickets are $10 for the general public and $5 for students. The 8th Annual Bison Bluegrass Festival at Buffalo Gap High School will be on Sunday, February 28th at 2 p.m., and tickets are $5. Proceeds benefit Buffalo Gap High School's music program. We Are The Line, an organization at Charlottesville High School that brings awareness to violence against women, will hold its annual candlelight vigil on March 5th on the downtown mall near the Free Speech Wall. Speakers will discuss the work to end violence against women. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my good friend Joe Jenkins. Joe, amazing grace that you sang, and your voice is incredible, and you have lots of gifts and talents, and appreciate you so much. Appreciate your friendship and your willingness to come on this show. You've been on before, and just kind of share with our listeners kind of what's going on in your life and how God has touched you. And so that's where I wanted to kind of go to, and I want to leave enough time that we can sing another song. But I'm wondering, kind of, what's on your heart these days? How is God talking to you these days?
I think the thing that God has opened my eyes to, that I had been blind to so long but had heard a lot about, was the fact of how Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he will do anything it takes to break you down. Once you give your life to the Lord, you know, a lot of times when I was younger, I would think, you know, I give my life to the Lord and it's just going to be heaven on earth and not have any kind of trials or struggles. Mm. And we know that is as far from the truth as it can be, because our Savior Jesus Christ and what he suffered in the short time he was here. And we knew he was called to suffer. But we come into this world and we make big decisions. Marriage is a big decision. Jobs are a big decision. Our lifestyle is a big decision. And we can easily become distracted and fall into bad patterns of thinking, bad patterns of behavior. And, you know, when I'm younger, I didn't give a whole lot of thought to, you know, should I be out here, you know, at this bar, throwing them down like I'm doing, you know, on a softball field or whatever, you know, doing what I do. And like in traffic, you know, obviously road rage is a big thing, you know, in Charlottesville, the traffic is bad and, you know, people are cutting you off and, you know, how do you handle that? And do you get aggressive back? Mm-hmm. So, you know, then you figure out that, you know, it's something at work here. It's not what I want to do. You know, that I am not the person I want to be. And then you open yourself up to the Lord to have him speak into your life. And you read the word and you find out, well, you know, Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, if you've got a problem with the relationship, whether it's a marital relationship, a business relationship, or your son or daughter, and, you know, Satan will stop at nothing to steal your joy. Mm-hmm. You know, years ago, I lost a son in the year 2000. And, you know, it was just a horrible, as you might imagine, a horrible experience. And you start searching around for answers, but there are none. And you just have to learn to live around the grief that you're left with. And so for those of you out there listening who have experienced the loss of a loved one, the grief that overtakes you is unbearable, and there's no escaping it. You can't go hide from it. And so what do? You have to turn to the Lord and try to throw yourself at his feet and hope that he can just shower his grace and mercy on you. You know he will. If you call out, he will come. Mm-hmm. And that verse in the Bible that you lean on is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And that's, you know, at those times that you have no place to run, you know, God, that's your weakest, but his strongest. Mm-hmm. And that's some of the things that I have experienced in my life that have brought me to the place I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so interesting because I experienced a little bit what you talked about at the beginning when the enemy is trying to kind of get you off your game and steal your joy. I was simply in the line at the bank doing a drive-through, very easy deposit, and unfortunately I was trying to do too many things at once. I'm on the phone with a business deal that's kind of going sideways, so I was getting cranky about that, and then the teller is asking me for more identification. The bank that I've been hundreds of times. And so all of a sudden, what I'm trying to say is I found myself kind of getting worked up and turning into somebody or having a moment that really wasn't, somebody who wants to be an ambassador for Christ. I failed at that moment, but I caught myself and I tried to kind of turn it back around and not let the enemy kind of get after me at that moment. But I caught myself kind of going sideways.
You know, and when he steals the joy, let's not forget this is Lent season leading up to the most important day that a Christian has, and that is the resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ and the power that he broke the power of sin and darkness with his resurrection to give us hope, to give us, even though that things happen here on earth that may devastate us, that one day when he comes back and he takes me and I look at my Savior face to face, that I will know without a shadow, well, I know now without a shadow of a doubt, we have victory in Jesus.
And as believers, we mourn as the Apostle Paul says in one of his letters to the Thessalonians, we mourn, but we mourn as people who have hope. We have hope. And so although we mourn, we don't mourn as those who don't have hope. We mourn as those who do have hope and the confident expectation in the future. Would you sing us another song?
Sure, I will. I will sing another one I wrote called "I Can Do All Things," Philippians 4:13.
So, I love it.
That one is where I. That's where that came from. So,
Joe Jenkins.
I can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens me. Let this be your promise. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens me. You are my sword and shield. You are my warrior. You are my mighty God. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the great I am. You are my hope and joy. You are the spotless Lamb. You are my Savior. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens me. My source of strength, you are my guiding light, you're my creator, you are my shepherd, Emmanuel, you are my Savior.